It's been an amazing week for a New Jersey sports icon. Former Devils goalie Martin Brodeur will eventually be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. But earlier this week, he got his due on the ice at Prudential Center in Newark, where he was introduced by Hall of Fame announcer Doc Emmerich as the man who didn't put down his blocker, stick, and glove until he had rewritten the record books. And the crowd did not forget a familiar chant that rained out here and at the Meadowlands during a 3 Stanley Cup championship run. In a star-studded, spectacular ceremony, the Devils raised the number 30 jersey of Martin Brodeur to the rafters, the sold-out crowd going wild. And afterwards, even Marty was impressed.
I played a lot of years and got to know these fans a lot throughout my career, and you know, having that ovation, I expected it, I guess, a little bit, but I mean, that was really overwhelming.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tributes have been pouring in. A bronze statue was unveiled of number 30 in a familiar pose, the salute. The netminder lifting his goalie stick in the air after another victory. And the Brodeur family name immortalized in Newark and Jersey City, where at the Charlie Hager Ice Rink, Devils president Hugh Weber helped launch a high school program named after Marty's late father.
A program we're very proud of that speaks, we think, to not only the greatness of Marty, but the legacy of his family, with the creation of a sports photography program at Snyder High School. The program is going to be named after Dennis Brodeur, Marty's late father, who was legendary on the ice and off the ice. First as a goalie in the Canadian Olympic team in 1956, winning a bronze medal, and then went on to pursue his passion for photography, winning multiple awards, publishing books, and was the team photographer for the Canadiens for many years. We hope that this program will expand across the state of New Jersey as we have great folks, professionals donating their time, Panasonic donating the equipment to do so, and again, the DNA and legacy in a great family.
And now to say a few words, please welcome the mayor of Jersey City, the Honorable Stephen Fulop.
Probably about a year and a half ago, this conversation between Hugh and I, and you talked about getting more involved in urban areas like Jersey City, expanding what you did in Newark, and I didn't really know where that conversation would lead, and I just want to say thank you for following through on your commitment. It really says a lot about you.
One of the individuals who will be working directly with the students is Carmen Romanelli, the vice president of sports for Getty Images. He's back home.
Well, the stars aligned on this one. I'm a hockey fan, a Devils fan. I was raised in Jersey City, and I played hockey here in what was the Pershing Field Recreation Program back in the day. Bruce Bennett is the hockey photographer ever, and he just released a book, The Greatest Photos of Hockey. Bruce works on our team. Bruce will be leading all the photography parts in terms of training the children and getting them out there with cameras. I'll be involved. I'm the business person for Sports for Getty Images. So I'll be involved with, you know, teaching them other things. There are other careers related to sports photography or photography in general that these children can strive to achieve.
Come on, let's go. Center ice, face off, and stay there.
The announcement was followed by a Learn to Skate and Learn to Play clinic, where 50 kids got to wear a special Martin Brodeur number 30 jersey and learn about the game from greats like Bryce Salvador, the former Devils captain, and even former Devils goalie Chico Resch.
Why did you want to be a goalie when you were little?
Because I like to stop shots.
How about when they score goals? Does that bother you?
I just keep on trying.
With that kind of attitude, who knows how far that kid could go? It brought Martin Brodeur all the way to the top. A special day for Martin thinking about his dad.
It means a lot. You know, photography is part of my life. I grew up around it. And for the group here to start a program for my dad, you know, the name of my dad, to help the kids kind of realize what sports photography is, it's pretty amazing.
For you, did you enjoy taking pictures too?
Yeah, I did, but I wasn't that good at it. So I figure people take pictures of me instead.
Some of those photos have ended up as hockey history.